welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you in that wonderful name above all names, the name of Jesus. Well, I trust you had a good weekend, and we are now returning to a subject that we were still on last week on our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I feel very privileged to be able to share these truths because I feel this is very close and dear to the heart of God. Jesus left his disciples over 2,000 years ago. He departed this earth and he said, "It's important, it's needful that I go, but I will send you one just like me. I'm going to send the Comforter." And it was necessary that Jesus left. So on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came with a sound of a mighty rushing wind. And so as God's children and desiring to mature in the ways and knowledge of the Lord, it's important we understand that we have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Everyone who has invited Jesus into their hearts, the Holy Spirit literally comes, causes that dead spirit to become alive, and dwells in the human spirit. And so, he's there to give us everything that we need. He provides and is involved in so many different roles and functions that relate to everything that pertains to our life and our growth and knowledge and advance in godliness. And so we've been looking at ways that we can hurt or grieve the Holy Spirit. The text I began with was found in Ephesians the 4th chapter, verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." Praise God. That's a glorious day when Jesus returns, when we're going to have glorified immortal bodies as he does. The Living Bible translates that verse, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live." The Amplified says, "Do not offend or vex or sadden him." To grieve means that we can cause him or anyone to suffer. It means distress, to feel grief or sorrow. And if you love the Lord, I know that you don't want to do that. So I've been desiring to share with you six general ways that the Holy Spirit can be grieved, ways that we can bring sorrow to his heart. And at this point, I do want to mention, if at any point you want to rehear a broadcast or you miss a broadcast, especially when I'm in a series like this on teaching, just feel free to go to unveiledchrist.org, and then up at the top, there's a link that says, you see them broadcast. Well, if you click on that, our broadcasts are archived there. And then just recently, we've had an improvement on the website. So now, if you have a smartphone or all these modern technologies, it has been formatted so that you can listen to the broadcast on your smartphone, for those of you who are technically advanced. Okay, you can tell that I'm not, by the way that I speak. I mean, I use computers, but I'm approaching 70, so I'm obviously not of that generation that grew up with cell phones and all the computers. In fact, when I was growing up, black and white television was just coming into its own. Praise God. But we are talking now on ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And so, in case you missed, that's why I mentioned you can listen to the broadcast. One of the first ways is with our tongue, by unholy or vain talk. Secondly, and I spent a lot of time on this, is by ignoring his presence. He's very, very sensitive. He's highly responsive or susceptible. He can be easily hurt. or damaged, especially emotionally. And he's also very, very aware of how we feel. He's aware of our attitudes. He's aware of the feelings and emotions in our hearts. And so we can grieve him in our personal lives, in the corporate church world. In many churches, the Holy Spirit is really not allowed freedom to move. There's a program and man's agenda that is being followed. Also, in the church setting, the saints of God, the sheep, can grieve the Holy Spirit by their attitudes, especially toward those in leadership. And so if we are irreverent, if we are indulging our soulish nature, our flesh, if we're lacking the fear of the Lord, these are ways that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Now I want to move on in today's broadcast on a third way that he can be grieved, and that is by rejecting his teaching. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit is a teacher. In John, the 14th chapter, let's see what Jesus has to say. In verse 26, the word says, these are the words of Jesus, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. What does that mean? He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. In other words, anything that's important for our spiritual walk, and to be honest, even practically, he is there to show us the way. And we lose out on so much if we're not waiting and expecting him to fulfill one of these beautiful purposes of his in our lives. John 14:26, he will teach us. He'll show us, guide us into all truth, and he will bring the words of Christ to remembrance. Also, he will direct in the way of godliness. Hear what Isaiah says in the 30th chapter, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when we turn to the left. So the Holy Spirit wants to guide us, not in terms of our lifelong destiny and path, which he of course does, but on a day-to-day basis. Because, you know, if we get off just a little bit today, for example, and if we continue in that wrong path, we can get further off the main path that he wants us on. So it's important on a daily basis to allow him to lead us. Isaiah 63 and 10 says, and here the prophet was addressing rebellious Israel. The word says, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy and he fought against them. Oh, that's a dreadful place to be in, isn't it? But if we will vex him, if we'll grieve him, we basically become his enemy. We're fighting against him. And I know no child of God would ever really want to do that. The Holy Spirit is ever seeking to lead you and me into the truth as it is in Jesus, that we might be sanctified and made meet for the Master's use. So we can grieve him if we refuse to accept his teaching through a variety of reasons, through prejudice or unbelief. We grieve his spirit. Many of the modern movements in the liberal church world today are grieving his spirit. They feel the word of God is irrelevant. They deny the virgin birth. They certainly don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. And they advocate or at least condone lifestyles that are in direct opposition to what the Word of God says that we should walk in terms of holiness. Because, you know, they say we need to be relevant, you know, we need to be current with today's culture. Well, no, I'm sorry. God's Word is relevant to every day, to every culture. We have to come up to God's standards. And if we're willing to do that, beloved, it's a joyous, wonderful experience. Why? Because God loves us and he made us, he created us, he knows what is going to deeply satisfy you and me. I mean, we may get things in our head and think we're going to be satisfied by certain things the world offers, but they're all counterfeits. They're all lies. God made us. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand, as Psalms declare. So if we refuse to accept His teaching, or if we refuse to obey His leading, that's another way we can grieve His Holy Spirit. Think about this. What does this mean? Well, that means, and there may be growth spurts that occur in our Christian walk. When, for example, I was saved, and that's probably true with all of us, we tend to grow really quickly. We're really hungry for the things of God. But then periods of time occur where it seems like we're kind of in a lull. We're not moving. Well, many times we can be critical of our own growth, but we should be constantly growing. There's no such thing as a spiritual standstill. If we do, we basically start sliding back. That's another way of saying backsliding. And if we're not constantly growing, we may well suspect ourselves of disobedience to the Holy Spirit, because that's why fivefold ministry is given, that He wants us to edify the saints, that we can grow unto the stature of a perfect man, to the measure of Jesus Christ. What a great grief to the Holy Spirit that His gracious work should in any way be hindered in us or through us. If His purpose is to glorify Christ, and it is, and we hinder by stubbornness or rebellion, we dishonor Christ. In John, the 16th chapter, verse 14, Jesus said, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and he shall show it unto you." Praise God. Well, my time has just flown through this broadcast, and we will pick up tomorrow at this same time, looking at the fourth thing that a way that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. I thank you so much for joining me today. And if you have prayer needs, please know that I'm here for you. The announcer will give our contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Some of you may have been listening for a time, you've never wrote, but if you feel that little tug of the Holy Spirit, you know what I've been teaching on? You obey Him, because He's got a reason. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.